Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Poole reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Poole scores. Galloway moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home. Myatt drops the ball. Simmons scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poole moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Bishop reaches second base with a double. By Spies now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Spies fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. Dykes tags and moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Spurgeon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards center. Simmons fields it and throws to second to catch McNulty for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a line drive towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws to first. Poole drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Poole. Two outs. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Spies out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Speaker moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for by Spies. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Fuchter scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Yael now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Miller moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Poole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galloway bunts towards first. Burns fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to third. Burns throws to Spurgeon who tags Miller for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Cy Perkins now catching. George Uhel pinch hits for Pat McNulty. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fuchter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliffley pinch hits for Carl Yowell. Cliffley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliffley now playing right field. Luther Roy now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to third, and has Spurgeon trapped. The throw to the plate, and Spurgeon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Poole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Poole moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Luther Roy. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.